Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. We have a new friend with us right now, folks. Tim Howell is here. Tim is a new friend. He's the Chief Financial Officer at Leader Global Technologies, and they make gaskets and sealing piece parts, and they help people to do their job in really tough parts of the in really tough environments, and to do that safely and successfully. And I've asked him to join us, talk to us about what they do for a living. Tim Howell, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me on, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Good to have you on the show, Tim. So it's me saying you make gaskets. It's really kind of an understatement, isn't it?
It really is. What we are is an engineering
company. But you do make gaskets, don't you?
Yes, we do make gaskets. Yes, we do. And we're very fortunate in that we produce engineered products and solutions for our customers. And we work in very harsh environments and use specialty metals and so forth to service our customers in very difficult environments. Titanium, zirconiums, all types of different specialty metals, as well as commodities to help them seal their products and keep them out of trouble. And that's really what our focus is.
What's an example of the industries that you serve? I'm assuming the petroleum industry is one.
Yes, Dow Chemical, Celanese, Exxon, Mobil, Shell, Valero would be our customers. But what we do is we actually work with a distribution network of partner distributors, and we teach them about our solutions, and our distributors are all over the world, so there are arms and legs to get our products out to the customers. And so we're the only one in our industry that truly just uses distributors to help us get our products out there. A lot of the manufacturers actually sell direct.
Right. Why is that an advantage for you?
Well, what it does is it we're not competing with ourselves. In other words, we've got a focus with a distributor that's just focused on that customer. If you've got small businesses, distributors and owners out there that are trying to take care of their customers, and if you've got a manufacturer that's selling directly to the customers, they're concerned about you taking away their particular business. And also, right, we're not a distribution company. That's not what we're good at. We're good at making gaskets, and that's what we want to do. We want to produce the best gasket for our customers and focus on that aspect of, and let them work on the distribution and getting it out in the field to their customers.
Which, folks, what Tim just described is what you heard me talk about before a thousand times on the show. And that is, if you want to get really good at what you do, if you want to really seek excellence, focus on your core competencies, the things that you do best, and bring in partners, let other people contribute to that, to your effort, by doing what they do best, by contributing things that are not your core competencies. What do you think about that, Tim?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. We recently brought on Insperity as a part of one of our partner groups, right, to help us in our business. And just like our distributors, they do a better job at distributing than we do. Insperity does a lot better job at what they do. And we just started working with them on our human resources, payrolls, and those types, right, of items, so we don't have to focus on that.
Well, the thing that I'm sure you do, and I do this myself, is anything that I need to have done before I think about actually capitalizing it, hiring the people, I try to find someone in that field who I can contract with, and who can do it better than me, and see if that's a better value proposition for me than if I tried to ramp up for, you know, my with my own staff and my own capital. I want to get into though the products that you make, and I call them gaskets, but these things are so high tech, they're so specialized. It doesn't do it justice. The customers you described a minute ago are working in chemical environments, high pressure environments, high heat environments. The things that you make hold things together, seal things up, and if they don't work, people die, don't they?
That's exactly right. You can have an explosion. You can have leakages. You can poison people. We've seen it, and most recently, I mean, you've seen what happens when you have a plant explosion. And yeah, it's very rarely that it's actually the gasket that fails itself. It's the person that installed the gasket. And so training those people to do it right is the most important part. We have the part of manufacturing down where we have very little product liability. We have very good reliance in what we do. So getting that gasket in and get it into the service properly.
Who trains the person to put the gasket in? Are you guys part of that, or is that something the company
does?
Yes,
that would be part of our services that we would provide to the teams, and we provide that service through our distribution network so that they can be hands-on with it. So we partner together to make that happen.
Right. And now your company is worldwide, right? Distribute worldwide.
Yes, we do. We've had an operation in Slovakia for quite a number of years. We've just expanded into China this last year, and we're moving into South Africa right now, and are in negotiations in Singapore as well. So what's really interesting is we have technology that other people don't have, and everybody thinks that once you have technology, your business automatically grows. It's taken nearly 15 years to convince the market and to help them understand the advantages of our product. And now
you got a better widget, but they're not. Taking you 15 years to convince them of that because they've been using another kind of widget, haven't they?
That's exactly right. And
yeah. Hold on to that thought, Tim. We're gonna come back and get you to spend one more segment with us. When we come back, folks, Tim's a global. He distributes his products around the world, deals with people all over the world. When we come back, I'm going to get Tim to talk to us about what the economy looks like in other parts of the world and what's it like doing business with people in other countries. It's 20 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.